We thank our dear brother.
谢谢我们的弟兄。
To lead us to sing this wonderful song.
带领我们唱这一首啊诗歌。
All the way my Savior leads me.
一路往我救主引领。
And this is the song not just for Sister Fanny Crosby, but the song for us.
这首歌不但是为着我们的姊妹 Fanny Crosby， 也是为着我们每一个人。
I think in this church we have seen, we have been seeing the good numbers of old hymns.
我觉得在我们教会里面，我们唱很多古老的老的诗歌。
We sing them not because they are old.
我们唱这些诗歌不是因为这些诗歌很老。
Because the meaningfulness and all the spiritual meaning that they have.
而是因为这些诗歌里面属灵的属灵的含义。
We're so glad and to see the young peoples with us in this morning.
今天我们很高兴看到这么多年轻人在我们中间。
And we are so thankful that Lord has blessed each of our families, parents, and the young peoples with good health and the safe steps.
我们也感谢主神保守我们每一个家庭的健康。
Like the Bible says in James chapter 1, verses 17, every good thing bestowed, and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow.
这像雅各书一章十七节里面讲的，各样美善的恩赐。和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
My dear young fellows, safety and good health in this pandemic time is truly the perfect gift from the good Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，在这样一个疫情的中间，我们还能健康，这实在是神的恩典。
We will keep on praying for you and your family that the Lord will continue to bless you and your families for protection, provision, and the guidance through this difficult time.
我们会继续为你们和你们的家庭来祷告，在这样的疫情当中我们求主来继续的来保守我们，来供应我们。
Because we haven't deal with this kind of a situation for a year, one than a year. Would you please turn your Bible with me to Genesis 37?
请大家翻开创世纪三十七章。
And I will read in English. Please bear with me, bear with my English. And Sister Shirley. We'll read the same verses for us in Chinese.
请原谅我的英文，我先用英文读，然后我们的姊妹用中文来读同样的经节。
Genesis 37 verses 2-4.
创世纪三十七章第二节到第四节。
This is the history of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock. With his brothers. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him.
雅各的记略如下，约瑟十七岁，与他哥哥们一同牧羊，他是个童子，与他父亲的妾毕拉、西帕的儿子们常在一处。 约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们的父亲。以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。
Now in same chapter, but verses 12 through 18.
同样一章十二节到十八节。
Then his brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem, and Israel said to Joseph, "Are not your brothers feeding the flock in Shechem? Come, I will send you to them." So he said to him, "Here I am." Then he said to him, "Please go and see if it is well with your brothers and well with the flocks.And bring back word to me." So he sent him out of the valley of Hebron, and he went to Shechem. Now a certain man found him, and there he was, wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" So he said, "I'm seeking my brothers. Please tell me where they are feeding their flocks."And the man said, "They have departed from here, for I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. Now, when they saw him afar off, even before he came near them, they conspired against him to kill him.
约瑟的哥哥们往示剑去，放他们父亲的羊。以色列对约瑟说，你哥哥们不是在示剑放羊吗？你来，我要打发你往他们那里去。约瑟说，我在这里。以色列说，你去看看你哥哥们平安不平安，群羊平安不平安，就回来报信给我。于是打发他出希伯伦谷，他就往示剑去了。有人遇见他在田野走迷了路，就问他说，你找什么？他说，我找我的哥哥们，求你告诉我他们在何处放羊。那人说，他们已经走了，我听见他们说要往多滩去。约瑟就去追赶他哥哥们，遇见他们在多滩，他们远远地看见他，趁他还没有走到跟前，大家就同谋要害死他。
Now verses 28.
下面是第二十八节。
Then midnight traders passed by, so the brothers pulled Joseph up and lift up him out of the pit, and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver, and they took Joseph to Egypt.
有些米甸的商人从那里经过。哥哥们就把约瑟从坑里拉上来，奖定二十舍客的银子，把约瑟卖给以实玛利人，他们就把约瑟带到埃及去了。
When we read all the history books in the Bible, like Genesis,
当我们在读创世纪里面历史这些历史的时候
，we often amazed by those biblical figures, their life and their footsteps printed in this holy Bible.In following God,
我们常常为着这些圣经《创世纪》里面这些人物的经历感到稀奇。
It is true that for most of the time they are doing pretty good.
很多的时候大多数的时候他们都做得不错。
Yet we should confess that sometimes they are not.
但是我们也承认他们有的时候做得并不好。
So this comes with a simple conclusion that they are just ordinary men and women like us.
这就更说明他们就是像我们一样的平常的人。
But no matter how highs or lows they have experienced, they never given up in following God.
无论他们是经在高处还是经过低谷，他们从来没有放弃过跟随主。
So my dear young fellows, this reminds us that we don't have to be good enough to be the part of His glorious purpose.
所以年轻的弟兄姊妹们，我们这就提醒我们，要跟随主，我们并不一定自己要变得更好。
What God intended us is not be good enough, but to follow Him.
神对我们的意念不是说让我们变得更好，而是让我们来跟随他。
Sometimes in following God is not so high.
有的时候跟随主并不是很高深的事情。
Like David once says in Psalm 23, that even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death,
就像大卫在诗篇里面讲的，即使我虽然我经过死荫的幽谷。
But the good Lord will never forsake us, and He will take the full responsibility for all of us.
但是我们良善的主从来都不撇弃我们，他要为我们负完全的责任。
And one of those biblical figures I like the most is Joseph.
我今天要讲的圣经里面的一个人物就是约瑟。
So we all know that Joseph is the son of Jacob and grandson of Isaac and the great grandson of a famous Abraham.
我们都知道约瑟是雅各的儿子，是是以撒的孙子，是
亚伯拉罕，
是亚伯拉罕的曾孙。
And a sister in my Friday Bible study group and said to me recently that her favorite Bible characters are Ruth and Joseph.
有姊妹跟我们讲说她最喜欢的圣经的人物是路德和约瑟。
So I said back to her, Amen, me too.
我也跟她讲，我也是一样。
Before we go further on Joseph's life story, let's turn our Bible again to the New Testament. New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 20.
下面我们来读彼得前书第二章第二十节。
For what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God.
你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。
Sometimes we tend to think that if we are doing something good to God,
有的时候我们会想，如果我们在神面前做得足够好，
He would have to reward us handsomely.
神会大大的赏赐我。
Well, this is true because He is the good Lord.
这是真实的，因为神是那一位良善的神。
But Apostle Peter says here that sometime we will do what is the good and the right, but suffer for it.
但这里使徒彼得说，我们行善，但是却要受苦。
Joseph was mistreated by his brothers.
Joseph 被他的父亲被他的弟兄们陷害。
They plotted together against him. They beat him, tried to murder him, and finally his brother put him on sale as a slave to the land of Egypt.
约瑟被他的哥哥们苦害，把他最后又把他卖给埃及。
Not because Joseph had ever done something bad and ugly to his brothers.
并不是因为约瑟做了什么不好的事情得罪了他的哥哥们。
But he had been doing all things right and good, doing good and suffering for it.
但是他却一直在为行善而受苦。
This is Joseph's life story.
这就是约瑟的故事。
Joseph took his life and he doing the things good and right and he suffered for it and he took it patiently.
约瑟一生都在做对的事情，但是他却因此而受苦，但是他却因此而忍耐。
So this is what Apostle Peter says here. It is commendable before God.
这就是使徒彼得在这里讲的，这在神看是可喜爱的。
Would you join me for us for a short prayer?
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time we get together before your mercy seat.
主，感谢你让我们来到你施恩的宝座前。
Lord, we pray that you will give us a listening ear in us.
主，我们求主你给我们一个可听的耳朵。
So we won't miss the good word you speak to us.
这样我们不会错过良善的主要对我们说的话。
We gather together and we have a prayer before you.
我们来到你面前，我们共同有一个祷告。
Lord, speak, thy servant listen.
主，请讲，你的仆人静听。
Lord, hear our prayer.
主，听我们的祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
靠着耶稣的名。
As we read through all the life stories recorded in Genesis,
当我们来读创世纪里面这些生命的故事的时候，
I would totally agree with you if you say I love the stories of Abraham.
如果你说我知道亚伯拉罕的故事，我同意。
Some would say I love the story of Jacob.
有人会说我知道约瑟的故事。
Or the story of Noah.
或者是挪亚的故事。
Or the guy who walked with God for 300 years, Enoch, and his life stories.
我们也知道那个与神同行300年的以诺的故事。
I totally agree with you because they are all good stories.
我同意你，因为这些都是好的故事。
And I would love to sit down with you all in Sunday school classroom and to learn them together with you guys.
我甚至想坐在主日学的教室里与你们一同来读这些故事。
But the single character would seem so bizarre to me.
但是有一个人物让我觉得很稀奇。
And I would want to pull him out from the list of those godly men and women in Genesis. He is Joseph.
我不会把这个人我把这个人物单独拿出来，这个人就是约瑟。
Joseph is unique.
约瑟很特别。
Not only he represents our Lord Jesus Christ.
不仅因为他代表我们主耶稣基督。
But also he has the spiritual quality like as a man and a woman like you and me walking through our daily lives.
而且是因着他有一些生命的性格，这些性格是我们每天与跟随主的时候所需要的。
Joseph has the quality, the spiritual quality.
约瑟有这个生命的属灵的性格。
This makes him special and unique in the entire Bible.
这些性格让他在这些在这圣经里面让他写的特别。
Let's go to the beginning part of Genesis 37.
我们来到创世纪37章的开头。
The family of Jacob has 12 boys. They live together, and Joseph is the second younger one among all his brothers.
在雅各家有十二个儿子，约瑟是倒数第二个儿子。
The Bible tells us that he is only 17 years old.
圣经告诉我们他只有十七岁。
And the Bible also tells us that Joseph has 11 brothers, but they come from 4 different wives from his father Jacob.
圣经也告诉我们，约瑟有十一个兄弟，他们是雅各的四个不同的妻子所生。
So this really creates the dysfunction of the family.
这个就让这个家庭有一个问题。
When you talk, this son is from this wife, and that brother is from that wife, and that one is from that wife, this create all the dysfunction of the family.
当你讲到这个儿子是那个妻子生的，那个儿子是这个妻子生的，就让这个家庭里面会有一些问题。
And the dysfunction later turned into a spiritual destruction of all boys live in the family of Jacob.
这样就让这些这些问题就让雅各的家庭里面在属灵的上面也有难处。
Their life was often wild, wrong, and in a total mess.
他们的生活常常是常常是没有节制，很乱。
Reuben dishonored his father.
流便他不尊重他的父亲。
Simeon and his brother Levi plotted together a huge murder of the city of Shechem.
西面和利未在事件那个地方流人的血。
Now we should ask who could win father's heart to carry on the promise God in the family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们就会稀奇有谁能够继承这个从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各来的这样的一个应许。
So you know from Genesis 37, it was Joseph. He won his father's heart. It says his father loved Joseph more than all his sons.
从创世纪37章告诉我们，雅各爱约瑟胜过爱其他的弟兄。
So he made Joseph a tunic of many colors.
所以他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
We know that in his time, only the prince could have colored tunic.
我们知道在那个时候，只有王子才可以有这个彩衣。
Now we tend to think that Jacob loved his son Joseph because he was born from Rachel.
圣经告诉我们，约瑟，雅各爱约瑟，因为约瑟是他年老的时候生的。
No, my dear young fellows.
年轻的弟兄姊妹。
The Bible tells us Joseph often brought the truth about his wild brothers and made the report to his father.
圣经告诉我们，约瑟常常将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们的父亲。
Because he has a quality in him, a spiritual quality in him.
因为在他里面有一个生命的性格。
He has the quality of truthfulness in him, so he couldn't bear any compromise, but not by not speaking out.
他里面有一个真理的生命的性格，这样他不会忍受一些虚假的东西在他里面。
Did he realize that by doing this, his brother would hate him?
那他有没有意识到这样做，他的弟兄们会弃绝他
？But he just didn't care.
他不在乎。
My dear young fellows, what Joseph cared the most was his father, because he knew that only by the truth it would please his father.
约瑟最在意的是他的父亲，因为他知道只有真实的才能得父亲的喜悦。
So he stood firmly at this point of a spiritual quality, even though he knew it. He knew it very clear.That by speaking the truth about his brother, it would create a huge pressure of animosity, anger, and bitterness toward him.
约瑟在这里清楚地知道，如果把这些真实的事情告诉他们的父亲，在弟兄们中间就会有憎恨、有愤怒的事情。
And it would also make him unpopular in his circle.
也会让他在他自己的圈子里面很不受欢迎。
No one from his brother would ever want to play with him.
那些他的兄弟们都不会跟他玩。
As you come back from the school and you talk to your parents, said no one would play with me, my dear young fellows. This looks so right in Joseph's life.
如果你回到家跟你的父母讲，学校里没有人跟我玩，这个在我们看见在约瑟的生命里也是这个样子。
as he was getting close to his brother, they would drive him away by saying this, just go away, get off my face, for you always make the report about us to dad.
当约瑟来到哥哥们中间的时候，他们就会说，走开，因为你常常把我们的事情告诉父亲。
My dear young fellows, by telling the truth anytime and anywhere, you should be ready to pay for the price.
年轻弟兄姊妹们，如果你们要讲真话的话，很多的时候你们要准备付代价。
Joseph was truly not welcome among his brothers.
约瑟在他的弟兄们中间是很不受欢迎的。
But he never gave up his spiritual quality.
但他从来没有放弃过这个属生命的性格。
He didn't just wrap up his spiritual qualities and throw it into garbage can. Said, "You didn't bring anything good to me."
他没有把这个生命的性格给弃绝了，对这个，然后说这个对我一点益处都没有。
And now we can understand why Jacob chose Joseph out of his 12 sons and honored him a tunic with many colors.
这样我们就能够理解为什么雅各爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，还给他做了一件彩衣。
Because Joseph has the spiritual quality.
因为约瑟有这个生命的性格。
So my dear young fellows, do we have the spiritual quality today in facing this unrighteous time?
所以年轻弟兄姊妹，我们中间有没有这样的生命的性格？
I want to echo with Brother Philip's message sharing a couple of months ago.
我想再回应一下钟弟兄几个礼拜以前的信息。
And he said, you would be able to find the quality of truthfulness from public media 25 years ago.
他说在25年前你有可能会在这些公共的媒体上找到一些真实的东西。
But not anymore in today.
但是现在不是。
This is the time that America is crying for the spiritual quality from God's people.
现在是这是美国要向神来求这个生命的性格的时候。
One of the spiritual qualities is the truthfulness.
其中一个就是真理的。
We don't want to talk much about our classrooms and or even workplaces.
我们不用讲太多的今天在学校里在工作场所发生的一些事情。
But if you by any chance turning on the radio and the TV, you can prove it immediately.
但是如果你打开收音机或者打开电视的时候，你就知道现在的情形。
So in Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16, Jesus said to his followers,
所以在马太福音五章13节和16节里面，主耶稣讲，
You are the salt and the light of the earth.
你们是世上的盐，世上的光。
And let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Now my point is, before we talk about how the light will shine through us,
在我们讲这个怎样把我们把光从我们身上显出来之前，
Let us ask ourselves a simple question. Do we have the spiritual quality, the spiritual quality of truthfulness in us?
我们来问问我们自己，我们里面有没有这一个属灵的生命的性格？
Do we dare to tell the truth no matter of what will happen to us?
我们敢不敢讲真实的东西，不管什么发生在我们身上。
A high schooler sister came back from the school, telling her mother.
有一个高中的姊妹回来。
She was telling her mother that the teacher in classroom offered her a book that advertising the homosexuality.
她跟她的母亲讲，学校里的老师给了她一本书，这个书里面就在讲这个同性恋的事情。
Then she asked the mom what she would say to the teacher.
她问她的母亲，我该怎样跟老师讲？
I'm not trying to throw all just kinds of standard answers on your face.
我不会给你就只是给你一些标准的答案。
But my dear parents, our kids in today are more likely in the same situation as how Joseph was among his brothers.
做父母的弟兄姊妹们，我们的孩子们今天在学校里就像约瑟在他的弟兄们中间的情形。
If you have the spiritual quality of truthfulness, you will find yourself not welcomed in your circle.
如果你里面有这个真理的这个生命的性格，你就会发现自己很不受欢迎。
If you speak the truth, you will pay the price.
如果你讲真话，你就要付代价。
No one wants to play with you.
没人会跟你玩。
No one wants to go with you.
没人会愿意跟你在一起。
Everybody will point a finger at your back.
每个人都会在背后来指指点点。
But this is Joseph's life, and he didn't give up.
但是约瑟在这样的情形里面，他没有放弃。
Joseph had to speak the truth when all his brothers are groaning their teeth against him.
尽管他的弟兄们都弃绝他，但是约瑟还是要讲真话。
He knew there's no other way he could find a compromise if he still loves his father.
如果他还爱他的父亲，他就没有办法妥协。
And I would like to bring this challenge to you, my dear young fellows, and also to myself.
我今天就对年轻的弟兄姊妹来提出这一个挑战。
Do we have the courage to show, to let the people in this world know that the spiritual quality we have in us, like Joseph did in his time?
在今天，我们敢不敢像约瑟一样的，在他那个时候一样，来持守这个真理的性格
？Now let's just go to verses 12 through 18.
然后我们来到十二节到十八节。
This is one of Joseph's critical moments in his life.
这个是在约瑟生命当中一个关键的点。
As most of people often struggle through the critical moments in their life.
也是其他的哥哥们也一样，来在这一个点上，在他们生命中经历一个关键的转折。
Joseph took it patiently and made his spiritual quality shone through.
约瑟在这里面显出了他的生命的性格。
The Bible tells us that Joseph's brother went to Shechem with their father's flock.
圣经说约瑟的哥哥们往示剑去放他们父亲的羊。
I'm pretty sure that we all know the background here, so we may understand why Jacob was so worrying about his sons.
如果我们知道一些背景的话，我们就知道为什么雅各这么担心他的那些儿子们
？So he wanted Joseph to send Joseph to Shechem.
然后他就让约瑟去看他其他的儿子们平安不平安
？And to see if they're doing okay over there.
去看看他们平安不平安
？According to Genesis 34,
在创世纪三十四章
，Shechem was the place that Jacob's daughter was raped.
在事件那个地方是雅各的女儿被玷污的地方。
That caused Simeon and the Levi, they organized a mass murder by killing all the men from the city of Shechem.
这样就导致了西面和利未在那里流人的血，杀了所有的男丁。
Shechem means to Jacob's family a shamefulness, a danger, and also revenge.
事件对于雅各家来讲是一个充满羞辱和仇恨的地方。
Now, I don't want to guess around why Joseph's brother wanted to go there.
我不想猜这个，我不想去猜为什么约瑟的哥哥们要往那里去。
But I'm very sure that Joseph knew it clearly that Shechem is not a good place for him to go.
但很清楚的是，事件那个地方不是他的哥哥们应当去的地方。
If you are live in Jacob's family and you knew the family's history,
如果你在雅各家里面的话，你知道这个家族的历史。
You will never ever want to go to Shechem.
你永远不会去世界那个地方。
Never.
永远不会。
Joseph knows.
约瑟知道。
And he also knew that if he leaves away from his father's protection,
约瑟知道他会离开他父亲的保护。
His life will be extremely dangerous in the hands of his brothers because they just simply hated him.
如果他离开父亲的保护，在他的弟兄们中间，他知道他的生命可能会受到威胁，因为他的哥哥们憎恨他。
I wonder, my dear young fellows,
我的年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
When Jacob sent his son Joseph to look for his sons in Shechem,
当雅各让约瑟去试剑来看他的儿子们的时候，
could Joseph turn it down and say,
约瑟会不会有这个机会拒绝？
If they wanted to go Shechem, let them go.
他会不会说他们想去试剑，让他们去吧？
If they want to go there to face the revenge from Shechem people, let them be.
如果他想去事件，让事件的人来找他们报仇，
让
他们去吧。
And this is simply not my business.
这跟我没有关系。
But Joseph has the spiritual quality of obedience.
但是约瑟有这一个顺服的性格。
When his father said, "Son, I need you go."
当他的父亲说，我需要你去。
Joseph said nothing back to his father, just yes.
约瑟只是说，我在这里。
The conversation here also reminds me our Lord Jesus Christ when he was praying to the Heavenly Father in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这就让我们想到我们的主耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告。
In Luke chapter 22, verses 44.
在路加福音22章44节。
It says when our Lord Jesus was there before the Father, his sweat became like drops of blood falling down up on the ground because he knew the price for the cup he was going to drink.
那里讲到耶稣极其伤痛，汗珠于大血滴，大血点滴在地上，因为他知道他将要面对的。
My dear brothers and sisters, this is the perfect parallel of the conversation that was taking place in Genesis 37.
这一段就是在创世纪37章的一个完美的一个写照。
When the voice from Father saying go, the son could have chance to say no.
当父亲说去的时候，儿子是有机会说不的。
But he has the quality of obedience, and he responded no word but yes to his father.
但是他有一个顺服的性格，所以他要对父亲说是。
We often place the authority and the reason at the top on obedience, like a soldier to his captain saying, "Yes, sir."
我们常常就就会把理由放在这个顺服的前面。
We think the obedience caused a soldier say yes sir to his captain.
我们以为这个顺服，我们以为顺服是这个士兵对他长官说是的这个条件。
We tend to think this is the perfect model for obedience.
我们会想这个是一个顺服的一个很好的例子。
So at home, we often talk to our kids, say, listen to me.
在家里面，我们会跟我们的孩子讲，听我的。
But Joseph.He obeyed his father not because of the parental power.
但约瑟他顺服他的父亲，不仅是因为雅各有这个家长的权柄。
Not because the reason.
不是因为理由。
But he loves his father.
而是因为他爱他的父亲。
Lord Jesus obeyed his heavenly father because he loved the father.
我们的主耶稣他顺服天父是因为他爱天父。
So my dear brothers and sisters, what does the quality of the obedience mean to us as God's children?
作为神的儿女，这个顺服的性格对我们来讲意味着什么？
What makes and generates the quality of the spiritual quality of obedience in us?
是什么让我们有这个顺服的性格？
It is nothing about the reason and the authority, but love.
不是理由，也不是权柄，而是爱。
Now, if we want to our kids obeying their parents, they must first be able to find the love in their home.
如果我们想让孩子们顺服父母的话，我们得让孩子们在家里面看到爱。
If we want the married couples being submissive to each other, they must first be able to find the love in their hearts.
如果我们想让夫妻之间彼此顺服的话，他们之间要有爱。
Without the love of Christ and the love to Christ, the quality of obedience.Is impossible for God's children in following God.
没有神的爱在我们中间，顺服是不大可能的。
My dear young fellows, this is the one of the key lessons we can learn from Joseph.
这是我们可以从约瑟学到的很关键的一个功课。
If we have a chance to get together, you and I, we are in Sunday school classroom.
如果我们有机会在主日学教室里面
，We don't want to show our power and the reason, but the love from Christ.
我们并不是想显明我们的理由、我们的权柄，我们而是想显明主耶稣的爱。
Because only the love can generate the quality of obedience.
因为只有爱才能够让我们里面有这个顺服的性格。
So we saw Joseph took his father's words and went to Shechem.
所以约瑟听从了他的父亲，就去了实践。
With the love to his father.
里面有父亲的爱。
But his brother were not there because they had changed their route to Dothan.
但他的哥哥们不在那里，他们去了多摊。
At this point of time, Joseph could turn himself right away back to home because his mission was totally completed.
在这个时候，约瑟完全可以回去，因为他的任务已经完成了。
He can say to his father, "Said you wanted me to Shechem, I did, and I was there, but they were not there."
他可以跟父亲说，你叫我去示剑，我去了，但是他们不在。
But he turned his way not to home, but straight to Dothan.
但他没有回家，而是去了多摊。
Because he wanted to be faithful to his father's entrustment.
是因为他要对父亲有一个忠心。
Joseph has the spiritual quality of faithfulness.
这里约瑟有一个忠心的生命的性格。
But we learn here that his spiritual quality didn't bring him any rewards as he arrived at Dothan.
那我们已经知道这个性格并没有给约瑟带来任何的好处。
His brothers saw him coming up and started a terrible plot of murder to their young brother.
他的哥哥们看见他就同谋要害死他。
And remember, he was just 17 years old.
我们要记住，这个时候约瑟只有17岁。
So the Bible tells us that they finally sold Joseph as a slave for only 20 shekels.
圣经告诉我们，最后他们用20舍克勒银子把约瑟卖到了埃及去。
In Joseph's time, this is only the price for a handicapped slave.
在约瑟那个时候，20舍克勒银子是一个残疾的奴隶的价格。
They sold their brother, who spent the days and the nights in finding them out, with their father's greetings, with an outrageous cheap price.
他们把用这个非常廉价的这个价格把约瑟卖了。
Isn't this looked a total loss for Joseph?
这个看起来是不是？约瑟的一个很大的一个亏损。
Well, some people will say yes.
很多人会说是的。
Because they see Joseph's trip ended up with no reward but persecution.
最后我们看见这个把约瑟带到了一个被逼迫的一条路上。
But for God's children, we learn from Genesis 37 and see this trip is nothing but an awesome manifestation of spiritual quality.
在这里让我们看见这个故事，让我们看见了这个约瑟的属灵的性格。
A quality of truthfulness, quality of obedience, quality of faithfulness, and all kinds of good qualities that enable Joseph to fulfill his trip from his hometown to Shechem, and from Shechem to Dothan, and then to Dothan, finally to Egypt, according to his father's will.
我们在这里看见是这个真理的，还有顺服、忠心的这些属灵的性格，把约瑟带到了事件，从事件带到了多摊，最后从多摊带到了埃及，这些都是照着父的意思。
My dear young fellows, we come to the church every Sunday.
年轻弟兄姊妹们，我们每个礼拜都来教会。
Soon we will have phase three of reopenings, so we are going to come to the church every Friday.
很快我们就会有第三阶段的开放，这样我们星期五也会来教会。
But for what we come to the church week by week and month by month?
我们这样每个礼拜每个月都来教会是为着什么？
Just for another church class after your school classes?
就是要在学校以外再上一些课吗？
Just for another church day after your weekdays?
就是一个在你一个礼拜之外的去教会的一天吗？
The answer from Genesis 37 is very clear.
这个答案在创世纪三十七章里面非常的明显。
If we don't come here for spiritual quality to learn it, to grow it, and to exercise on it, we will get lost at the whole point of coming to the church.
如果我们来到这里不是为着学习、操练、培养我们属灵的性格，我们就完全失去了来到教会里的意义。
Now we come to the verses 28.
我们来到28节。
Joseph's trip in finding his brother wasn't ended at Dothan, but Egypt.
约瑟的这个经历不是在是最后他终结在埃及。
Because we know that God has a plan for him to go all the way to Egypt, so he will prepare a wonderful salvation there for the entire family of Israel.
因为我们知道神把约瑟带到埃及去是为了让以色列全家得救。
But my dear young fellows, Joseph went to Egypt as a slave.
但我们要 要记得约瑟来到埃及的时候是一个奴隶。
As a sold slave on sale price.
是一个被廉价的卖到埃及的奴隶。
I don't want to praise all his two older brothers, Reuben and Judah. Some say that the Bible says they did try to save Joseph's life.
有人讲这个他的兄弟里面刘辩还有犹大，他们想过要救约瑟的性命。
So they did something actually better than other brothers because they simply wanted to kill Joseph.
所以他们两个好像比其他的人强，因为其他人就只是想杀掉约瑟。
Actually, it was Judah who made the suggestion to their fellows that instead of killing Joseph, they could sell him to slave traders so he could wash their hands before their father said, there's nothing to do with us.
实际上是犹大对他的弟兄们建议说，我们不如把他卖给以实玛利人，这样他的目的是我们这样。
We have no idea what happened to our brother, but just the beast on the field killed him. My young fellows, this is not an action of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，这也不是一个公义的表现。
To me, either killing or selling your brother is same as bad and evil as well.
对我们来讲，这个杀掉弟兄跟卖掉弟兄是一样的。
Joseph now was on his way to Egypt, as all of his brothers were heading back to home.
这个时候，约瑟就在他去埃及的路上，他的哥哥们就回家了。
What a wonderful picture here. When a younger brother heading to the Egypt and all his brothers heading to back to home.
这个最小的弟弟他在去埃及的路上，他的哥哥们回家了。
I wonder, should Joseph had a long list of complaints about his life to God?
我在想，约瑟会不会有一个，有很多的向神的一个抱怨。
If I was Joseph, I would ask God.
如果我是约瑟的话，我会这样问神。
I would complain to God.
我会向神抱怨。
I would complain to this good Lord.
我会向这个良善的主抱怨。
God, it is just not fair.
神真的是不公平。
It's not good.
神真不良善。
The life is so dark, so hard, and so harsh.
生命实在是很难，很黑暗。
All of my brothers is unbelievable. They are unreasonable.
我的哥哥们真的是很不讲理。
etc. and etc. 等等等等、啊、But the fact is, at the most moment, Joseph was thrown in the pit and faced the death.
当从约瑟被扔进坑里面来面对他的死亡的时候
，He didn't say a single word.
他没有讲一句话。
When he was on his brother's hands carrying over to slave buyer's hands, he didn't say a single word.
当他的哥哥们把他卖给人做奴隶的时候，他没有讲一句话。
When he was taken to the land of Egypt as an on sale slave, he didn't say a single word.
当他被卖到埃及的时候，他没有讲一句话。
Joseph, he has the total confidence and the trust in God because he knows that whatever comes to him, God must have a purpose for him.
约瑟对神有一个完全的信靠和信心，因为他知道无论什么临到他，神都有一个目的。
This is the spiritual quality that Joseph has in him.
这是另外一个属灵的性格。
My dear young fellows,
年轻的弟兄姊妹
Let's just look the past.
我们回想一下过去。
Look at all the decisions your parents made and you made.
回想一下以前你自己做的决定，还有你父母为你做的决定。
Whatever they are good or they are bad.
好的还是坏的。
It must lead up to the point that you are sitting here. You are listening to God's word, and you are trying to process the meaning of the word. Guys, you are here today, must for reason.
最后都是为着今天你能够坐在这里来听神的话，这你今天能够坐在这里是有一个原因的。
And one of the reasons is that you are created now. Listen to this simple truth. Listen to this simple truth. And you are created, you are here today because He has a purpose for you.
这是一个看起来很简单的一个真理。你们被造是因为神在你们身上有一个目的。
He has a plan for you, for me, and for all of us. That's just because why we are here and we are sitting here.
神在我们身上有目的，这就是为什么我们今天在这里。
And we got to have a spiritual quality to match up with His purpose, like Joseph did in his life.
我们看见这些属灵的性格就也在约瑟他一生当中有一个很好的写照。
And I think this is what we have learned today from Genesis 37.
这是我们今天在创世纪37章学到的功课。
And let me turn to our parents and share something encouraging words here.
我现在要对我父母们讲一些鼓励的话。
My dear brothers and sisters, Joseph's life in Genesis 37 doesn't sound right and good at all.
我们看见在这里创世纪37章里面看到约瑟的生活实在不是很好。
Should we ask that why God has been doing this?
我们可能会问为什么神要做这些事情。
Where is God when Joseph in the midst of terrible circumstance?
当约瑟经历那些逼迫的时候，神在哪里？
And I want to share example with you. And I heard it from one sister among us, and it came originally from Brother Watchman Nee.
我这里讲一个例子，这个是一个姊妹分享给我的，但是起初是来源于我弟兄。
When you go to China as a tourism,
如果你到中国去旅游的话
，you will be often brought to the souvenir stores for gift shopping.
你可能会来到一些礼品店。
I don't think never you want to be there, but eventually.The tour guide will make you be there.
我不知道你想不想去礼品店，但是最终那些导游都会把你带到那里去。
The most popular item you will find in every souvenir stores in China is silk made tapestry.
其中有一个典型一个礼品就是那个织锦画。
When you look at the tapestry, everything looks so beautifully woven together by colorful strings.
但我们看到那个织锦画的时候，你会看到一个非常被织出来的非常漂亮的画面。
Some are a furry kitten, and some are a pair of multicolored ducks floating on the water with lotus flower on the side.
有的会有一些鸭子啊，还有一些花啊，很漂亮的画面。
This is what you will have found on one side of tapestry.
这是你在织锦画的一面看到的。
But if you turn to the other side of the tapestry,
当你来到另外一面的时候
，you will be so amazed that there's nothing beautiful but just a bunch of sewing strings densely packed together and cross over the entire piece of silk.
你就会觉得很稀奇，后面都是密密麻麻的编织出来的一些线。
They looked just as a total mess.
看起来很是非常混乱。
My dear brothers and sisters, this is the work that God is doing upon you and me today.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神在我们今天在我们中间要做成的。
Yes, we are facing the tough situations that we are never been with. Definitely, they don't look good and right. And yet, we have no clue when it is going to end.
当我们经历一些很难的情况的时候，我们不知道这个结局会是什么。
Does it remind us the moment when Joseph was thrown into the pit?Or locked down in the prison in Egypt.
这让我们好像是想到了这个约瑟被扔进坑里面，被关在监狱里面。
My dear brothers and sisters, this is just the backside of the tapestry.
这个就是在那个织锦画的另外一面。
We have to wait until all the work's done and turned up.Backside up, then we will see a beautiful tapestry.
我们要等候，一直到工作被成全，然后我们就能看到织锦花的另外一面。
Without the backside of total mess, there won't be a beautiful picture on the other side of the tapestry.
没有织锦花的背面，就不会有它的正面。
Today we see the life of Joseph together. It is true that what we have discovered here seemed no good.
我们今天看到创世纪三十七章的时候，看见了不好的一面。
But the fact is that in the midst of this terrible situation,
但是事实是在这些难处的当中。
God saved Joseph's life and made him the trip to Egypt according to his plan for him.
根据神的对约瑟的计划，神保全了约瑟的性命，把他带到了埃及。
You think Joseph knows God's plan, why he was right at the bottom of the pit?
你觉得约瑟他在坑中的时候，他知道神的计划吗？
Or you think his brothers know that God has a plan to send Joseph to Egypt so they someday can be saved? So they want to sell their brother to Egypt.
约瑟的哥哥们会知道，当他们把约瑟卖到埃及的时候，目的是为了他们自己将来能够被得救吗？
I don't think Joseph even know what God's plan for him.
我不觉得约瑟那个时候知道神对他的计划。
I don't think his brother even care about God's plan.
我甚至不觉得他的兄弟们在意神的计划。
My dear brothers and sisters, this is the life story of Joseph.
弟兄姊妹们，这是约瑟的故事。
In the middle of nowhere, when everybody doesn't even know, doesn't even care about their lives by God's eternal purpose.
在毫无希望的境况里面，当没有人在乎神的旨意的时候，
Only God cares, God knows, and God fulfills His purpose.
但是神在意，神知道，神也要成就他的计划。
It is God who does all the good works to put the broken piece together from Joseph's life.
神把这约瑟生命中这些破碎的碎片，把它们装在一起，这是神的计划。
When we see the sewing strings densely packed together on one side.
当我们看见这个织锦画的背面，这些密密麻麻的线的时候，
God sees the beautiful picture on the other side.
但神看见的是另外一面那个美丽的图画。
So this is the question we tend to ask in today.
所以这就是我们今天要问的一个问题。
Why should I here?
我们今天为什么在这里？
Why Joseph should go to Egypt?
为什么约瑟要去埃及？
Why we are so stuck today in this situation?
为什么我们今天困在这样的一个境况？
I would like to encourage all of us sitting here this morning with the song we were just singing by our dear sister Fanny Crosby.
我想呢，借着我们的姊妹 Fanny Crosby 这一首诗歌来彼此的勉励。
She says, "Whatever before me, I know that Jesus does all things well."
因为我知道凡事临我，他有美意，不必测。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Father, we thank you for this wonderful word that you spoke to our heart.
天父，我们感谢你这样在这样一段时间里对我们的心说话。
We pray that you will make your word alive.
我们祷告，我们来求你让你的话能够活化在我们里面。
To help us.
帮助我们。
To strengthen us.
坚固我们。
To go through the life situations we are facing today according to your purpose.
照着你的旨意，在我们今天的生活里面来带领我们。
We thank you for speaking to us.
感谢你对我们说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠着耶稣的名祷告。